This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast. I am Jen, and with me is Tiff.
Yes, woo-hoo! Jen and Tiff.
We're so glad and thankful you decided to tune in. It's always an honor and a privilege to be able to just share some time with you, share some mm-hmm. space with you, wherever you might be. So thank you for that.
Yes. And I am super thankful that we are here this week. And hopefully by now you have all listened to our podcast that is coming out today, Tuesday, like all of our podcasts do. Rachel from Wicked or Wise, that was so much fun. Wasn't that fun, Jen?
She was fun to talk to. Just a lot of, the first word that came to mind was gentleness. Like she had such a gentle soul, but such a creative, gentle soul. That's just... Yeah. That was what I thought of, was gentle. And so I'm just reminded of how the gospel is that way. And, you know, she is taking stories in her podcast, if you guys have a chance to hear it, and just blows them out in a different way and a bigger way, almost like The Chosen does with, with the disciples and Jesus. So,
yeah, she does a great job bringing characters in life. And honestly, I just love listening to even her sharing stories with us. That was neat and fun. And you're right. She's just has this pure spirit about her. And she reminds me, honestly, a lot of you, like just her love for books and how she loves to just study and find out all the things. And so I knew once you guys talked that you would definitely love her because she definitely reminds me a lot of you.
Yeah, I love stories in every way in which they're presented, whether it's like a book or a podcast or, you know, whatever, a TV show. Like, I love stories.
Yeah.
There's even a podcast that I listen to, which is, it's not a faith-based podcast, but it also does stories. And it's like, I love listening to that. Anytime you can be taken away into another world, That really helps me. So it's interesting. This kind of segues into our subject today.
Yeah.
So for me, stories and watching shows and stuff sometimes is like self-care for me. Mm-hmm. It helps me get away from the stress at hand and just live somewhere else for a little while. And that to me is helpful. If I can take my focus off myself and go somewhere else for a little while. I know there's some people that are like, no, if I read a book, it's got to have a purpose and it's got to be nonfiction and it's got, you know, and I'm like, whew, I have such a hard time with nonfiction. I literally have to be in that frame of mind to read like a Bible study and what have you, because it's just different purpose, you know?
Yeah. I get actually both sides of that. I think with our creative minds, stories are so nice because they allow our creative minds to enter into the story and the space and manipulate whatever that is, that experience. And we can put in like what the person was thinking and all that. Yeah. So it allows us to create in our brains, which is definitely part of self-care because, you know, it's feeding the giftings inside of us. But also, I'm kind of one of those people. I'm kind of a nonfiction girl when it comes to entertainment. Like when it comes to books and movies, I really want the truth. And it's like I want to gain knowledge out of my mm-hmm. free time.
Yep. I do that on specific days, but yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I'm both in that way, because I definitely get both perspectives there. But yes, so why we thought it was important to talk about today's topic of self-care was because one of the things that I've been experiencing, as you have all heard from this podcast, I thought was the winter blues. And now this is a cycle that happens every winter. I'm just like down and not myself, lower energy. I guess last week, I, after going to bed all winter long, basically as soon as the kids went to bed, having no energy to do the things that God has put on my heart, desires that I have, just zero energy to do so. A week ago or so, I got up and I was seeing stars and I was like, what is going on? So I felt like God had highlighted a friend from the past who was anemic, like very anemic and exhausted, and had I didn't tell Jen this whole story, so, and that I needed to go to the doctor and get blood work because it had been 2 years. So I was at work talking to one of my friends, and usually I wouldn't answer the phone at work because I'm there to work, but Mondays are pretty slow. And I was talking to my friend, and here the phone rings and it says, my doctor. And I was like, stopped talking to my friend, and I was like, hold on, I think God's calling. So I answered and I was like, hello. And I'm like, we noticed that it's been 2 years since you had your checkup.
Wow.
Would you like to be seen? And I was like, yeah, actually, yeah, I do. I've been experiencing low energy, blah, blah, blah. So I think it's time to get blood work. And mind
Wow.
you, I have been anemic before, so I kind of know the feeling, but it was the last time I really experienced this type of lack of energy was when I was pregnant with my kids. So 7 years ago. So I mean, I was having a hard time getting breath, circulation. My fingertips were turning white. I was like, oh my goodness, I let this go. And I don't want to even wait till next Thursday, which was the first available appointment. So I said, can I get my blood work done early? Was able to get that done early and confirm that I was pretty anemic. Like, so they got me into the doctor's early. I start taking iron, eating spinach for breakfast, self-care, folks, and like taking care of my body. And I went and got my iron tested as well. And after a week of doing all this iron buildup, I was still very, very low in my iron. So I'm in process of getting this worked out. But our point here is I'm a woman who has had a lot of trauma in my background. And it's taken me a long time to find my voice and to take care of myself and feel myself worthy to take care of myself, especially as a mom with young kids. Like, I'm the last one to get taken care of. And that's not what anyone tells me. It's just like, I have to take care of them first. Like, that's my job, you know? So sometimes I just forget to do what I need to do because the daily mom routine is real, and I have so much to do to meet their needs. So meeting my needs sometimes goes on the back burner. But in reality, I'm not a great mom that I could be because I have no energy. So if I would have done my regular checkups and really done the self-care that we so much talk to you about, I could have been ahead of this. And so as I have noticed, as people have trauma in their life and low self-worth and rejection and stuff like that, we start skipping out on doctor's appointments and routine visits and don't find ourselves worthy of counseling. So we wanted to break it down in this podcast, what self-care could really look like. And it could be as little as calling the doctor and making a doctor's appointment.
Well, some people will resist self-care because, I mean, it's also trauma driven, but if they in any way felt weak, they feel like if they were to go to the doctor or counseling or whatever that is admitting weakness, and, by golly, I'm not going to do that. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. It's like, you're not fine. You need to take care of you. It's okay to take care of you. But yeah, I do want to talk about what self-care is, because I've had a few friends say, well, gosh, if someone like does something on their day off for themselves, that's not really self-care. That's just doing something nice for yourself. And it's like, no, I mean, self-care doesn't have to be like this big production. I really do think it can be something as simple as just something you would do for some joy to take care of you, to make you feel good. You know, you're entitled to that. Why deny yourself something like that? You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I really do get it. It could be, like I said, as simple as calling up the doctor to make an appointment because I, in reality, I'm not feeling good. And so denying myself of the pleasure of feeling good and having lots of energy and again and being able to play with the kids and all those things, that's the opposite of self-care. And honestly, a lot of times, or at least I have found that it's also like a self-worth issue, like not being able to see yourself worthy enough to do those things. In my case, and I'm sure in a lot of moms' cases, it's, well, they're more worth it. Like, that's my job to take care of them. But, you know, there's a reason why when Jesus came to this earth, you know, the one commandment that he really said was the most important of them all was to love your neighbor as yourself. But you can't love your neighbor or others as yourself if you're not loving yourself first, right? Like, it's just like I'm just giving them a little because that's all I have. That's my love tank is empty because I have no energy. So it's not because I don't love them, but it's I'm not loving me and taking care of me, so I'm not loving them as well as I possibly could.
Well, and I can give I'll give you another spin on the love the neighbor as yourself. I've heard people also say you can't really love your neighbor if you're not loving yourself. And I would counter that and say you can, it's just not even. Like it, if you feel completely unworthy to love yourself and you think of people more worthy than you, yeah, you give everything of who you are. You give every bit of your love that way, right? You just are giving it to them and you have no love for yourself. And Jesus says that's not good. I mean, when he says love your neighbor as yourself, it's an equal thing, I do believe, right? You've got to love them with as much fervent love as you do yourself. But if you can't just give everybody all of your love and none for you, or all for you and none for anybody else, like you have to make that equal. And I do, I mean, I personally believe it's possible to love others even if you don't love yourself because of trauma, but it's not even and it's not healthy. So it's like you have to back up and say, like, for instance, like I think moms do this a lot. Moms will give a lot of themselves, a lot of love and affection and time. And then they won't give themselves anything. Like, I think you're dealing with a double whammy. You've got the trauma that makes you feel unworthy, right? And then you've got the mom card that you have to look at. And that's a double whammy because then you're trying to be a good mom, you're trying to be self-sacrificing, and then you throw that trauma on top of there, man. Phew, that's just got to be crazy hard to like stop and love yourself. Like really, like, okay, take how you're loving all of these people over here, family, whatever, and apply it to yourself. And then I think sometimes that's where it's really hard because it's like you don't feel worthy of love. You don't feel worthy of taking care of yourself. You, or maybe you're struggling with depression. Depression's been my big one. Like, I will sacrifice myself to my own detriment for other people, but I won't necessarily do it for myself. Either because I'm so depressed, I don't have the energy or the focus to be able to do it, or I don't feel worthy of it. You're right.
Well, and it's, you know, and what I was saying is loving others well. It's just like How could you when you're completely empty? You
Well,
know, like,
if you're right, you don't have any energy and or whatever. Right.
right.
True.
Like,
Very true.
how could I love them well if I'm not even fully loving me and fully myself? So, as a mom, my advice is get those routine things, like get your, yearly appointment at your gynecologist, at your physician. Just do a check-in. You're worth it. Dentist is next
Amen.
on my thing. Like,
Amen.
I make sure my kids have their health and their teeth and all these things are taken care of. Well, newsflash, I'm a little older than my children. So I would think that maybe some things might come up as we're aging a lot more than the kiddos because they have these young, youthful, healthy bodies for the most part, right? So these things are super important, especially if we're going to be around and healthy for the long run for these kiddos. So you are worth it. Pick up the phone and make that appointment today. And I know everyone has, especially coming off COVID, I want to be sensitive to this topic because I think during COVID, a lot of people lost trust for those in the medical field.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that is, for some people, the last thing on their minds is going to a doctor's office. So I understand that, and there's things there that we all have to heal from, but make it a point to make sure you're eating right then and getting your exercise. And maybe it's going to a life coach or a chiropractor or something like that, but you are worth it. And
Amen.
know that there is amazing doctors out there. And that not everyone is enemy number one. I think we just have made so many medical professionals the villains here. Is there bad doctors? Absolutely. Is there bad cops? Sure. Is there bad people? Yes. But that's not, we can't put everyone in a box and say everyone is bad now. We have to stop this people.
Oh.
And that's your job. Call a doctor, just like we tell you with your counselor. Call counselors, meet with them, interview them. They are there working for you. You can do the same thing with your doctor. You meet with them and you're important enough. I encourage you to find the best fit for you. It's okay. So not everyone's bad. And we have to work on healing that trust again, especially coming off of COVID. Because there is a real need sometimes for a doctor.
Absolutely. And I would put that under, so I was thinking about self-care and I thought, there are different categories of self-care and doctor's appointments, dentists, those are what I consider essential self-care. Like you need to get the essentials taken care of for you. You need to get those yearly gynecological exams if you're a woman, or for a man, it's the prostate exams or whatever it is. You need to get like a physical. You need the doctor to check your cholesterol, things like that, blood work, what have you. That would be like essential self-care, and you absolutely need that. And then you have stuff that is like life-giving self-care. So it's like stuff like reading a book, doing an activity that just feeds into your soul, right? That helps you take care of you a little bit. Like if you needed to get away from your life, obviously you can't always just get on a cruise and get away, but whatever it is.
What?
Not all, I said not always, not saying you can't. You can't be jumping on a cruise every day, but it would be nice, wouldn't it?
It.
Oh, oof.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. But there are just things that give you life, that feed into you. It might be going to church and sitting in a worship service. It might be, all kinds of stuff that gives you life. It might be taking a walk out in the wilderness, or out in nature. That could be life-giving. And then there's playful self-care, where it's like, I'm just going to do something silly for me. Or it might even be something as simple as I'm going to buy a coffee I really enjoy. And I know like it's probably not the best for you. You shouldn't do it all the time, but it's kind of being a little playful. I'm going to do something to take care of me, to give me a lift, to take care of me. Kind of like what you would do for a coworker or a friend if you knew they were having a hard time. You know what I mean? So it's more of a playful self-care. So all of those types of self-care, I think, are crucial and matter. And we, like you said, we're so worth it.
And honestly, I feel like that was good because I feel like I'm at step one now because I have not taken care of myself physically and did those appointments. Not that it was on purpose, not it was just like time. Like I don't have time. But I now because I'm at step one and so low in energy, I don't even have the energy right now to do the other self-care things. Like that is how depleted of energy I am. So I would say you're right. It is super essential because this could have all been taken care of, and I could have been just, having a nice bubble bath or, things like that, or getting my painting out that would normally fill me in winter. But to even think about skipping going to bed early right now and paint, I don't have the energy to do that.
Yeah, so you can't even get to your life-giving or playful self-care because your essential self-care needs to be taken care of.
Absolutely.
It's like your groundwork, your base of self-care, if you will. So, yeah, let's talk about like even the how trauma affects denial of any kind of self-care, because we kind of touched on that.
For me, that was huge. This was not, let me be clear, this time not going to the doctor was not a result of the trauma. This time it was just like we just came off COVID. People weren't going to the doctor as much, things like that. So it had been 2 years because doctors was the last place you wanted to go in the middle of COVID. So, but in the past, it was a big thing for me to even make a call to a counselor because I really thought like I wasn't worth it. Like, and that was direct results of just trauma. Like that was beliefs that I believed for so long. Like, yeah, go ahead, Sergeant.
Oh, no. I was going to say, so what were you saying to yourself in those times when you say I didn't feel like I was worth it? Like, what were the internal messages you were telling yourself that were translated into I'm not worth it?
Yeah, I guess one of the things would be like, it doesn't really matter anyway. Nothing's ever going to change. So all of these, like I was already defeated before I could go into it. Because when you have had trauma your entire life, and that's all you know, the cycle doesn't seem like it's ever going to break, right? So it seems like it's always going to be this way because you have no evidence that it's not going to be. So really making a change and finding the energy to like, oh, maybe, just maybe, because it's like the woman with the blood issue, in the word. For 12 years, she put all of her hope into doctors and all the things, and she's like, what's the point? Like she had to have those moments in her in all that time. Like, what, why am I continuing to do that? Like, hope depleted, and so you just get to a point like, why does it even matter anyway?
Well, there's the scripture says, I think hope deferred makes the heart sick. So you're like, that's what you are. You're like sick in your soul. Like you're right. You tell yourself those things like this will never change. Things will never change. This is what I'll always get because you have no hope.
Yeah. And it's like what we go through at CST. Think about it. To take that step again, to take another step inside of a door that you know that you're walking into, and you're putting again your hope on the line, how much energy that takes And then what if it doesn't work? Like, you know what it looks like to be totally destroyed because again you put your hope in something and again it didn't work for you. So it does take a lot of energy and you're like, I'm not willing to be hurt like that again.
Hope
So
is a scary thing. Hope is a crazy, crazy, scary thing to allow into your life when you've had trauma. Because
yes.
I think trauma kind of beats the hope out of you.
Oh yeah.
It just it sends messages to you that are lies, but then you start to believe them and then you make agreements with them. And when you agree with a lie, it's really hard to break out of that cycle. But you can do it, but yeah, you think, why should I call a counselor? Like,
Right.
there'll be no hope that I'll ever be different. I'm always going to be broken. Yeah, like you said, what does it matter anyway? Kind of thing.
Right.
And
And that's why I really try to simplify it when I'm talking to people and talking on this podcast, like down to the one step, because the one step is all that someone could take at that time. And it
right.
takes every ounce of energy to take that step. So I don't say this over and over for no reason. Like, all you need to worry about today is taking that one step. If that is calling a counselor or making a doctor's appointment or having a bubble bath or whatever that looks like for you, just take the one step. And then the steps get easier as we go. But that first step, holy moly, there's nothing harder than that step.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And you know what I had to do to really, and I still do this because I still struggle. I'm not gonna say I'm cured of this because I do still struggle. I would have to put notes to myself and I would have to make declarations of I'm awesome. God loves me and I'm so worth this. I have worth. Like, and it's funny when you make those kind of declarations, at first you don't believe them. You're like, oh, yeah, right. But there is something to be said about telling yourself the truth when the inside of you is telling yourself lies. So I just have to do that to pull me into a place of knowing that it is good for me to make a doctor's appointment. It is good for me to get counseling. I still get counseling. I'm just going to say it. I've been on this road for a long time, and I mean, counseling is good, just like you would get a physical checkup. You know, when your physical health needs something, sometimes your mental health does, just to give you a new perspective. And there's zero wrong with that. I want to knock that stigma into the ground about mental health so much because it's what keeps people sick. It's what pe it keeps people from thriving the way that they should thrive.
And it really is just a mindset thing. I honestly, we have heard, our whole lives that it's so weak to go to counseling or it's so weak to take care of your mental health. And I would just argue if we change that mindset, and I know that it's true, it actually takes a lot more strength and a lot stronger person to pull down their boundaries and their walls that they built up for years and say, I need help. Try that today. See how easy that comes out of your mouth. Because I'm going to tell you, it doesn't come out easy. It actually takes a lot more strength to say, I need help than I am fine. Because the easier thing to say is, how are you? I'm fine. Instead of saying, I'm not okay and I need help. So if you don't believe us, try. I definitely say try it out because the stronger person is going to admit when they need help. And it takes a lot more strength to be vulnerable. So.
Oh boy, does it. And it's just, you have to realize that it's okay. It's okay
Yes.
to ask for what you need. You listeners, you are absolutely worth it. You are worth it.
Amen.
And I want you to tell yourself that today. I am worth being taken care of. Even if you do it for yourself, you are worth it. You have so much value. You are unique. Your gifts are like no one else's.
Amen.
Nobody else in the world is like you. And we
Yes.
need you. We need you. Everybody
Yep.
around you needs you. That God put you in the place where you are with the people around you because no one else can give the mindset or the, whatever it is that you give to your loved ones or to your work because you're needed. Like you're
Yeah.
important, you're valuable. Hear
Yeah.
that. You are important and valuable. And I say that
Yes.
because those are the things I did not believe about myself.
Amen.
Messages I used to tell myself were, if I died tomorrow, no one would care. No one would miss me. Anybody can do what I do. I'm not that special. I'm not that unique. Who really cares anyway? And it was like, oh my goodness, Jesus has to keep reminding me over and over again of my value, and I have to keep reminding myself of that.
Right.
It's when you really get that, when you really see that you're a unique person and no one's like you and you're needed and God put you here on purpose with purpose. And you really start believing that, when you really get that in your head and you get that in your heart, like you feel like a giant.
Amen.
You
Yeah.
just, you're like, okay, God, so what do you need me to do? 'Cause like, I'm your Huckleberry. I'm your Boo. I'm gonna do it. Just get me there.
Amen. Yeah, I agree. Well, if it's okay, before we wrap up, I just feel a strong sense that I really want to pray for our listeners and just their next steps. Just pray for just courage to do that. Is that okay?
Yes. So wherever you are, if you have the ability, and maybe you don't, if you're driving and listen to this, keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your eyes
Amen.
open.
Eyes
Don't.
open, eyes open. Gotta
That's
meet you
right.
with your eyes open. It's fine.
But if you're in a place where you can do this and you feel comfortable, before she prays, I'd like for you to get very still, open your hands to receive,
Yeah.
and just receive this prayer.
So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for every unique being that you created that's listening today or years from now, Father. We just thank you. We don't think this is an accident, Father. We know that you are in everything, and we prayed before that, Father, that you would meet these listeners. So I know that this is for someone that will be listening to this podcast. Father, we just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would meet each and every person and listen to this podcast,
Yes,
Father.
Lord.
That, Father, you would start breaking down mindsets, and Father, that your truth that you tell us would be louder than the darkness and the lies that they hear today, Father,
Yes, Lord.
that you would give them the strength and the courage and the ability, Father, the ability to do the next step that you have for them, Father, because they just want your next step, Father. And Father, as they have the strength to take that next step, would you make it so clear and abundant that you are right there with them?
Yes.
So each step gets easier and easier, Father. Would you start tearing away those old mindsets of just their rejection and self-worth? Would you just start peeling those away and showing them the light that they are to this world and
Yes.
all these amazing qualities that you put inside of them? Father, we just ask today that you just bring your peace to each and every listener that is listening,
Yes.
that surpasses all understanding, and just give them your strength and joy today, Father, your eyes so that they can see hope once again, Father, that you would
Yes.
bring back that hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good prayer. Good prayer. Wow, that was good. Some good stuff. So, folks, I hope you take some time to do essential self-care, some life-giving self-care, some playful self-care, because you are worth it. And I hope
Amen.
that God has spoke to you through that prayer. So,
Yes.
and I just want to say a thank you to Jenny Becknell, who is the sponsor of this podcast. Thank you, Jenny, for that.
Thanks, Jenny. We love
Yeah.
you.
Yeah. We love her so much. And then also, if you're on Facebook, we do have a Facebook group. and a Facebook page. And we'd love it if you'd like us. It's Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast. You'll see my and Tiffany's face on there. It's the same artwork for the Facebook page as it is for our podcast. And we'd love for you to join us and like us, because we post stuff on there. And each episode is posted as it is released as well. So you can go back and find them fairly easy. And also, we now have an Etsy shop. So if you just want to walk around,
excited.
I know. if you want a mug with our happy little faces on it, or a t-shirt or a sticker, it's out there and available. So we have the link to that Etsy shop on our Facebook page. And go out there and get yourself some merch. Get yourself some merch.
If Jenny Becknell has some merch.
She does. I know. I saw her post her mug with our books behind her, which was like, look at that. That's like
so sweet. Everyone needs a cheerleader.
I'm telling you. And Jenny is just, I adore her. I adore her. She's a mutual friend of ours who lived locally with us, and then she moved away to Savannah, Georgia. And so I miss seeing her face so much.
Yes.
So anyway. Yep.
And Jen shared last time, and I just want to plug it again, because Jen and I love talking to you about all these things that, you know, God has healed in us and given us a PhD in just through life. So if you are ever interested in hosting us in your small group or your church, what have you, we would love for you just to reach out to us. Jen always puts the email in the link that she provides, and we would love to hear from you, because this is so much fun, and we would love meeting all of you in person and
absolutely
having a conversation with you.
Absolutely. And you can get a signed book from us and the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It would be awesome. We'd love to meet you all in face to face and have a conversation, just like we have our conversations with one another. We'd love to have those with you.
Absolutely.
Anyway. All right. With that, we are going to wrap this up. And thank you again for tuning in and giving us a little bit of your time. I hope you're leaving with a little more brightness to your day and some insights into how God wants to build into your life.
Amen. Bye, friends.
See you later.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.